It's been 2 weeks since a powerful typhoon hit Guam in the Western Pacific. Thousands of residents still do not have water or electricity on the U.S. territory. Typhoon Mawar is the strongest storm to hit the island in 2 decades, and the recovery effort is well underway. Reporter Ashley Westerman checked in.
At Guam Community College, a line wraps around Building E, where the Federal Emergency Management Agency has set up its first recovery assistance center. Persejune St. Maria is here hoping to get help from FEMA. He and his family rode out the storm in a laundry storage room.
Our apartment, the roof was blown off during the typhoon. All clothes, all appliances are totally ruined, and we're homeless.
St. Maria is one of the some 10,000 Guamanians who have registered with FEMA. He still doesn't have water and electricity. A little further down the line, Marlene Raymond says her house was also inundated with water.
Half of the roof is gone, even the sliding door falling inside. So everything is all wet.
Raymond lived through the last big storm to hit Guam, Typhoon Paksangwa, in 2002, but
it's not like this one. It's really strong. It's breaking everything.
Luckily, no one died in this typhoon, which had a maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. But the island is a wreck. The Category 4 storm stripped leaves off trees, debris is still washing up on the beaches, and the government says the commercial sector suffered $112 million in damage. Guam Power Authority says it's working to restore power across the 212-square-mile island. Crystal Paco St. Augustine, spokeswoman for the governor of Guam, says most of the 90 water wells are back up and running.
A lot of them are connected to the power. They need power restored. They're all connected.
Paco St. Augustine says it took 3 months to fully recover from Typhoon Paksangwa. But this time, the government expects to be up to 95% recovered in 1 month. So why the confidence that recovery can happen so quickly? For one, Paco St. Augustine says many changes have been made. For example, structures such as buildings and telephone poles are now required to be made out of concrete.
There weren't as many downed power lines, power poles, because now they're concrete. Also, what's really helping to support a speedy recovery and resilience effort is that we have our federal family here on island. They were here pre-storm landfall.
Days before the storm, Guam's governor asked President Biden for a pre-landfall emergency declaration, which got aid moving well ahead of time. And indeed, the hum of recovery could be heard across the island. At the Army Corps of Engineers staging area, a huge generator bound for a firehouse is strapped down on a flatbed truck.
We got generators both from Guam, Hawaii, Tracy, California.
Major Andrew James says despite Guam being 7,000 miles from the U.S. mainland, they are about where they should be to meet recovery demand.
It could always be faster, but there's only, you know, so many large aircraft, and so we understand, you know, it's coming in as fast as it can.
At Micronesian Divers Association on Route 1, Derwin Romar says his home up north, the hardest hit part of Guam, still doesn't have electricity and very low water pressure. But Romar isn't upset about it.
From the islands, we're not just humble, but negative is not going to solve anything.
Other Guamanians that NPR spoke with for this story had a similar sentiment. Romar says when you live on an island, you know you're going to have to wait for things. A patience that allows you to weather any storm. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Westerman in Hagatna, Guam.